Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 25th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Do go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So without further ado, let's have a look at today's show. And I'm going to start with a quick look at the rise and fall of 28 different civilizations. And I'm going to see how they compare with the imminent fall of our own civilization, and to allow you an opportunity to see if you can see any similarities. Well, economic numbers all over the world continue to get worse, and most Americans still have absolutely no idea that this is happening. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown on what is happening and allow you to judge accordingly. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about Singapore, which many or most of you will know I live next to. And then I will give you some idea of why I think it would be a good idea to live in these areas. There is a secret, and I will attempt to divulge it to you. America's decision to walk away from its plan to build a new head... Not America, sorry, Amazon's decision to walk away from its plan to build a new headquarters in New York City has come under a lot of criticism, and I would like to discuss that in some detail with you today, and I shall do so. There are always multiple important events that could mark the beginning of any major trend or movement, and I will give you some idea of what I think we're looking at here as the herald of the huge change that we're about to see. Well, UK workplaces are a breeding ground for romance, so I thought we'd take a little time off before the end of the show to discuss that little piece of good news. And then I'm going to talk about Gary Chapman's theory of love languages. So the last 10 minutes should be a fun ride for those of you who are going to be listening to the full show. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you separately 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you need to do is send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I will know what I have to do next. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So do feel free, you can select any of the shows that's on the Podbean archives, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they give you a sense of how I'm dealing with today's events. So let me finish by giving you my my information, my email address, which is blazoned across the top of the Podbean page, but let me give it to you anyway, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. rwlmartin, that's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's for if you wish to request the 3 shows or complain or do whatever you may need to do. I don't get many complaints these days, fortunately, so hopefully I'm doing something right. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page in case you were interested in some of my off-the-cuff comments which don't really fit into the show itself. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, all one word and all lowercase and no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for Richard Martin, RM Wake Up Call. The Twitter address takes the short, pithy, one-liner comments, and the Facebook page takes observations that I may make, which are too short for the show, but fit nicely into a Facebook situation, as they say. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I will wish you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.